I'm Janet Appleby, and I was the one who suggested what has come to be called the Appleby Amendment. As a relative newcomer to General Synod, I have been surprised to find myself so centrally involved in the debate. When I offered this suggestion, I found it personally painful and feared this was a compromise too far. I took the risk of compromising my own dearly held beliefs for the sake of the unity of the Church, a church which, as a cradle Anglican, I love dearly in all its glorious breadth and frustrating contradictions. Christ's command that we should be one is a cornerstone of my ministry and led me to be heavily involved in ecumenism. It is this instinct to unity which has led me to be ecumenical, if you like, within my own church, despite my own doubts and fears about this measure. However, as the November debate draws closer, I have become increasingly convinced that the measure we have now could even be good news for the future unity of our church. What has convinced me, ironically, is that it has not satisfied any of the pressure groups at all ends of the spectrum of the Church of England. For some, the latest compromise is giving too much away, whilst for others it does not give enough. In the July Synod, a fault line developed between two irreconcilable views. The irresistible force of the desire for women bishops met the immovable object of legislative protection for those opposed. We were in a situation where the only way out meant more painful compromise for everyone. So perhaps it's inevitable that we ended up with something that many are still unhappy with. The legislation can never be perfect because we are attempting the impossible. The question is whether what we now have is good enough. I think it is not only good enough, but has given us a positive way out of our impasse. This is precisely because it requires all of us, whatever our position on this, to commit to trusting one another and respecting each other's theological convictions. Such respect is vital for the continuing unity of the Church, whatever the outcome in November. I hear the debate about whether respect has legal force, but there can be no doubt that it has significant moral and spiritual force. If we cannot love and respect one another as Christian brothers and sisters, despite our sharp disagreements, then how can we remain part of the same church in any real way? My real fear is that if we say no in November, we will be further undermining our mutual trust and respect, as well as offering a kick in the teeth to all those loyal Anglicans who voted for this measure in diocesan synods throughout the land. Of course, it is risky to say yes to trusting and respecting one another when there is so much past hurt and sense of betrayal on all sides. But surely this is an opportunity for us to be counter-cultural, to show our risk-averse culture that we are willing to accept painful compromise, willing to forgive past hurt for the sake of our future unity and for the mission of the Church. I recognise the real fears on both sides about future litigation or unforeseen consequences, but what has happened to our trust in the God who can make all things possible and longs for us to be one? What if we are being offered a chance to show the world a Christian example of how to live with apparently irreconcilable difference, an example it sorely needs? Please vote yes in November so we can work together with grace and generosity for the mission of God to a needy world. Thank you for listening.